12.2.
Rivers are so much more. For many of us, rivers are a source of power for electricity. If you live close to rivers, they can be a source of recreation. For thousands of years, humans have built communities near rivers. They provide an easy route for travel, and they are an abundant source of drinking water. However, apart from being all of these, what do rivers do? A river begins as snowmelt at the base of a glacier. It may also begin as an underground spring that trickles out of a crack in a mountain rock. The trickle joins another on its downhill journey. The trickle is small but is constant. Instead of being absorbed into the ground, it continues, forming gullies and rivulets, and becoming bigger as it joins others like itself. High in the mountain, the stream runs cold and fast, often forming waterfalls. Raging white water called rapids is found here. The river tumbles and carves a winding path through the landscape. As salty water overcomes the fresh, and the river rises and falls with the tide, it becomes part of the ocean. The land is always changing. Wherever rivers flow for moving water is very powerful. It carries silt and then leaves it behind so that the silt builds up on slow-moving corners of the river's path. Lakes can be formed in this way. Throughout its life, the river smooths jagged rocks and digs deep gorges. Sometimes, million-year-old fossils are exposed on eroding riverbanks. When this happens, a piece of history is ready to be discovered. Rivers are more than a source for human use. They are more than a swimming hole, fishing ground, travel route, or electricity. In the grand scheme of things, there are so much more. The river, the land shaper, the canyon maker, exists both before and beyond human time on Earth.